Rishus, the Rosh Yeshiva. I don't want to correct Rosh Yeshiva, but we're not Yedidim. I'm more his Talmud. But we'll leave it at that. We'll discuss it a different time. The Rambam says in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Gimel, Misha Nesol Liboy L'kayim Mitzvah Zukaroy V'Liyaz Mukhta B'Kesar HaTorah. This Kesar Torah, this Kesar Malchus, this Kesar Kohuna. Somebody who wants to be crowned with the crown of Torah, L'yasiach Daite L'dvar Macherim. He shouldn't be Mesiach Das, he shouldn't distract himself to anything else. He shouldn't want to acquire covet richness together with it. So Rambam says there's a thing called Kesar Torah, and anybody who wants this Kesar Torah, he has to make sure that he doesn't distract himself to anything else. So it seems to be that the person who wants Kesar Torah is a person who should only learn. He shouldn't have anything else on his mind. But it's interesting that the Rambam, in the next word, seems to say something which is the opposite. It says, V'layasim al-libay sheyikne Torah ima oisha v'akovid ka'achas. He shouldn't want to have Torah, Kovod, and oisha all together. He shouldn't want all three of them. It means it's mashma in the Rambam that if he wants Kovod and oisha, but he understands that Torah is the ikkar, Torah is the most important thing, that's okay. Rambam says he shouldn't want Oisha v'kovri ka'achas. He shouldn't want it all at once, all three, that not. So the criteria for Kesar Torah is that a person, you want Oisha, you want riches, you want kovri, you want honor, okay. But it shouldn't be ka'achas. So that obviously means that when the Rambam says le'yasiach daito mimeno, it means something else. If le'yasiach daito would be a measure of hasmada, how much a person has to learn in order to be zeicha in Kesar Torah, so then the Rambam wouldn't say the next line, and you shouldn't want Osher and Kovod ka'achas. He would say, you shouldn't want Osher and Kovod, just sit and learn all day. So obviously when the Rambam says le'yasiach daito mimeno, he's talking about not so much a quantity of hasmada. He's not so much talking about a quantity of hasmada. Le'yasiach daito l'dvar macherim. He means le'yasim al libay sheyikne teirim ha'oishav ha'kovi ka'achas. I want to explain perhaps what this means. You know, most people think that Kesar Torah is some unbelievable madrega, some unbelievable level that doesn't have shaykhus to a regular person. I want to share with you a very interesting, a fascinating Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bir, Perek Chof Aleph, Halacha Lamed Beis. The Rambam says, "La'yisa adam basa amoretz." Person shouldn't get married to an amoretz. Why not? She imeis oigala, if chas v'shalom, the person will not be around. Bon of amoretz, the kids will be amoratzim. Why? She ein imon yoidas keser hatorah. The mother, the daughter of the Amoritz, doesn't know what Kesar Torah is. See here? Halacha l'maisa. A person shouldn't marry a daughter of Amoritz, because if chas v'shalom something will happen to him, his daughter, his wife, the widow, is going to have to bring up the kids. And she doesn't know what Kesar HaTorah is. So the kids are going to be Amoratzim. Now what does that mean? Does that mean that everybody in Klal Yisrael has to have Kesar HaTorah? If a person doesn't know what Kesar HaTorah is, then they're an Amoritz. And the kids are going to be Amoratzim. What does that mean? Kesar HaTorah, we understand, it's some high, unusual, darga, some level. And here the Rambam says that, you know what an Amoritz is? An Amoritz doesn't know what Kesar HaTorah is. And the obvious question is, what do you mean you don't know what Kesar HaTorah is? Either you have it or you don't have it. If a person will say, an Amoritz is somebody who doesn't have Kesar HaTorah. Okay, he's not a Talmud Chacham, he's an Amoritz. That's what an Amoritz is. What does it mean, any of das Kesar HaTorah? She doesn't know what Kesar HaTorah is. What does that mean? So there's a There's a pshat from Rav Huttner in Pachas Yitzchak and Shuas, but I want to preface it with a very sharp word that the Mashgiach of Volbe said. He said something thought provoking. There's a Gemara in a few places in Megillah Rosh Hashanah. There's a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says Salsala Uterem Mecca. Salsala means be maimik, get involved in Torah. Uterem Mecca will lift you up, will uplift you. So the Chazal didn't know what the word Salsala meant. Didn't know what it means. Hard word. So one day they saw the Amsa de Bei Rebbe, they saw the maidservant, and there was a guy there who was standing in front of a mirror combing his chop. You know what that means? You know what it means? Silver springs are chop? You know what I mean? What? I don't know what the word in English means. I don't know if there is a word in English. So they saw him combing his chop. So she said to this guy, Ad mosai ata misalsu b'sarecha. How long are you going to be busy with your hair? So Chazal knew from there that the word salsal means get involved. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. Salsal, get involved in Torah and lift you up. So Rav Volpe asked, the whole Ravina Rav Ashi had a blank page in their Schottenstein that day. What does that mean? Who cares where they knew what the word salsala means? What does it have to do with anything? If the Chazal didn't know that to figure it out, the Amsa de Bei Rebbe had to go hear a guy combing his hair, and she said, what's the difference? Look it up in your Jastro, whatever it is, find out what it means, and go weiter. What's the consequence of such a story? So I've always said a vort. He says in one of his Mamor Manshuas, the vort that he said reminds me, there was a bacher who once came to Mir Yeshiva. He was a grandson of one of the famous Alter Mirrors. Rabbi Kreiser davened with him for many years together in Alter Mir Minyan. And this grandson was a yid who went through Shanghai. And this grandson turned up Mir Yeshiva. He had a huge hairdo. I measured it. I think he was Oren. Amosayim v'chetzi orkoi, v'amo v'chetzi rochboi. If I'm not mistaken, almost exact. Depending on which shear of the amas he used. And I asked this bacher, I said, Pliny, you know, you're not a stranger here. You're not a guy who came, let's say, from Silver Springs to Mir Yeshiva. You're an Alter Mirror from the Mir Minyan. You know exactly where we're about. How do you turn up in such a place like that? So he said, I'll tell you the truth. The yeshiva then was relatively small. The yeshiva then had 4,000 people. And he said, I'm coming here. Nobody's going to know who I am. I have to make an. I have to stand out. I have to have a personality. I have to have individualism. He said, that's the reason why I can't take a haircut. This is me. I'm a sayim v'chetzi orkoiv, I'm a chetzi rochoiv. Rav Volpe said that this Amtsiz Be'erav, this maidservant, said to this guy who's combing his hair, why are you standing in front of the mirror combing your hair? Because you're looking to articulate your individualism. You're looking to articulate your individuality. You're looking to say, show who you are. So she said to him, Ad mosay at the misalsal b'sarecha. Salsala uter mecca. Say pshat in the Rashba. Get involved. Say pshat in the Tosfos. Say pshat in the Rashba. Uter mecca will lift you up. It will lift you up above the crowd. It will give you, you'll be able to articulate your individuality. That's why Chazal teach this pasuk based on this story, because salsa termeka means termeka will lift you up. You'll find your individuality, you'll find your miyuchid kait, you'll find what's special about you, you'll find it in learning. In your pshat in the Rashba, in your pshat in the Tosfos, in your pshat in the Ktzais, in your Havana. Because your Havana that you have, nobody ever had before. Who you are, and the environment that you come from, and the parents that you were born to, and the rebellion that you have, and the kishroin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, that havana, when you sit and learn a taisis, that's a one-time thing. That's something that will never happen again. It's something that won't repeat itself again. It's a unique historic event. And that's what gives you individualism. That's what allows you to stand out. That's what makes you what you are, who you are. The concept of keser means it's the spitz. It's what makes me stand out. I once heard from a Baal Musar, he asked that we know Shnei Malachim Einu Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad. How could it be that every Yid could be a Melech, every Yid could have a Keser? Call Misha writes, anybody who wants. But the Pshat is that it's Poshet. What the Levona said, Ein Shnei Malachim Mishtamshim B'Keser Echad, that's in one Melucha. But in the Malchus of Torah, the Keser HaTorah of every person is in his Melucha of Torah. The Keser of Torah represents that I understand the Melech is the uplifted. The Melech is above. The Keser of Torah is my Salsala Utrei Mekka. It's what uplifts me and what makes me special. And every person has a Sheikhus. Every person has a Sheikhus to that Nekuda of Malchus. Every person has their Keser of Torah. I think that the Pshat in why the Am Haaretz doesn't know what Keser HaTorah is, it doesn't mean that not every person has a Keser HaTorah. Keser HaTorah, a person has to learn, and a person has to hasmoda, and a person has to steig, and a person has to invest, and a person has to spill blood. That's all true. Yoidas Keser HaTorah means something else. What it means that Am Haaretz is somebody who doesn't know what Keser HaTorah means. I'll tell you what it means. And the Rambam over here is Megala, what's an Am Haaretz? An Am Haaretz is somebody who doesn't understand that what defines a person is his Chelek and Torah. That's what makes it worthwhile. That's the problem of the Am Haaretz. The problem of the Am Haaretz is not how much the grandfather knows why you can't marry the grandchildren of Am Haaretz. It's because the mother grew up in a house where she thinks that what defines a person and what makes a person special and what makes a person unique and what gives a person individuality is the car, the house, the suit, the tie they wear. The kids are going to be amaratzim. That's what's going to guarantee the kids amaratzim. Doesn't say, by the way, that she's not going to send the kids to cheder. She won't send the kids to yeshiva. It doesn't say that. It says the kids are going to be amaratzim. She'ein neyedas kesra teira. So what? So she doesn't know what kesra teira is. She won't send, people Amaratzim don't send their kids to yeshiva. They don't go to learn. But they're defined. What defines them is exterior things. Is the admosa at the misalsul b'sarecha. That's what defines them. And what the Rambam is teaching us is that the Am Haaretz ain't a yidas. She doesn't have Keser HaTorah. Of course she doesn't have. Her father doesn't have. Nishgefalach. Not all in the history of Klai Yisrael did everybody have Keser HaTorah. But she doesn't know what Keser HaTorah is. She doesn't know what makes a person special, what defines a person. And a child who grows up in a house where the atmosphere of the house is that what makes you worth something is exterior, environmental, financial values, the kids for sure are going to be Am Haaretz. Ki ein yodas Keser HaTorah. She doesn't understand that that's what defines a person. There was a story rolling around Yerushalayim a few years ago about a couple that came from, I think it was Borough Park, if I'm not mistaken, one of those types of places. And the couple had a fight, Shalom Bayis. The guy wanted to buy a fancy car. Back then it was a Lexus, by the way. I understand that now I'm outdated. But and the lady didn't want, she said it was Ayin Hara, this and that. Anyway, they went to her Baron Leibsteinman. And the Baron Leibsteinman asked the guy, tell me something. What's your mesechta? Every yid has a mesechta that's in his pocket. Wherever he goes, he can think about it. He can chaz it over. He knows it. He lives it. The lumdis, the basic yisaitis. Everybody, some guys are bom mitzia yidin, and some guys are yavomis yidin, and some people are ksubis yidin, and some people are makis yidin, the ones who make siyums in 9 days. Everyone has their mesechta. He says, Zog, when you tell me, yid, what's your mesechta? So the guy said, a whole mesechta, my mesechta, not such a Talmud Chacham. He said, okay, I'm saying a whole mesechta, right? Tell me, what's a piece of perek that you're writing? Some people are Lulav HaGozel people, and some people are Arba Ovis, and some people, the people are specialists in Arvi Psochim. He said, tell me. He said, okay, he said, a whole perek. Rabbi Leib said to the wife, what are you worried about buying the car? People will be jealous of him. Why should anybody be jealous of him? He said, I'm Amoritz. There's nothing, you can buy the car without a problem. There's no Ayin Hara, there's no, well, nothing. Nobody cares. This guy has nothing to show for himself. The definition in the Rambam of an Amoritz is somebody who doesn't know Keser Torah. Not somebody who doesn't have Keser Torah. Somebody who doesn't know what Keser Torah is an Amoritz. Because they don't understand that what gives a person individuality, what makes you special, is Salsala Uterem Mecca. The Gemara says a remarkable Zach in Brochus, Zach in Vav. A remarkable Zach. The Gemara says in Brochus, Haraya Uchlase Yisrael, somebody who sees a huge population of Klal Yisrael, Rashi says 600,000 people. Oimer, he makes a bracha, Baruch Chacham Harozim. Gebenched, blessed should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu who knows the secrets. Rashi says, Yodea Mashiach Belev Kol Echod Ve'Echod. It's very interesting. When a person sees a huge population of Klal Yisrael, when he sees all of Klal Yisrael, the bracha should be on the multitude. I don't know what bracha I make. Hamar be'amo Yisrael ba'ava, something like that. Why do we make a bracha on Baruch Chacham Harozim, which is the individual, that each person is a separate secret? And if you'll tell me that the bracha is taka on the individual, so then why is the bracha only when you see all of Klal Yisrael, 600,000? So make a bracha. If you see 30 yidin, and you have 30 yidin in front of you, every yid is a separate roz, a separate secret. The answer is that the bracha is on Klal Yisrael. The bracha is on Klal Yisrael. It's a bracha on the chalois of Klal Yisrael, the royal uchlus of Yisrael, shishin ribui. And what is the bracha on Klal Yisrael? What is the mitzias of Klal Yisrael? The mitzias of Klal Yisrael is the Baruch Chacham Harozim, she'ein shehu yodea mash yesh b'lev kol echad. Reb Tzadik speaks about that roz is the chelek of kedusha that every person has, the secret. So the bracha of Klal Yisrael, stating the Gemara, is not that when I see a multitude of people, I say, wow, this is a big crowd. That's chitzenius. That has no meaning. That's shitchias. That's cosmetics. There's a big crowd, so what? The bracha on Klal Yisrael is that the shleimus of Klal Yisrael is a mosaic of shishim ribui rozim, that each person has his secret. That's the bracha on Klal Yisrael. The bracha on the ribui of Klal Yisrael is the fact that there's shishim ribui roz, shishim ribui chalokim in kedusha that each person has and nobody else knows about b'chal. And that's the mitzias of what a yid is, when all these rozim, all these deep secrets, deep chalokim and kedusha come together, there's a mitzias of Klal Yisrael. Aber the pshat is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and the Gemara says over there in Brachas, Kishem she'ein, partzufeim domis, kachin deyaseim domis, they don't look the same. That means it's not a bidyeved. The pshat is that every person has their own chelik in Torah, and that's what makes you special. Nothing else. Every person has their roz, their k'nature. A guy says, I'm learning a Rajbo. 1,000 years before they said Pshat in the Rajbo, another 1,000 years they're going to say Pshat in the Rajbo. No, it's not Pshat. That's Baruch Chacham Harozim. What somebody said 50 years ago, Pshat in the Rajbo, is not you. It's not your neshama, and it's not your background, it's not your nisyanis, it's not your challenges. You learned the Tosfos, and you learned the Rajbo, and you learned the Ktos, and you had a Hisayrus of Musar. That's an event that will never, ever happen again, ever before, ever. And in every mundane act that we do is an expression of the yichudius of every person's kedusha, of every person's raz, and the most powerful expression of that is in Torah. That's Keser Torah. So the Am Haaretz doesn't understand what defines a person. The Am Haaretz is the Admosa at the Misalso B'Sarecha. The Am V'Chetzi And the Keser Torah is the understanding that what makes me special and uplifted is also Torah Mecca. So the Pachad Yitzchak says a phenomenal thing. Pachad Yitzchak says, why is the kinyan of Keser Torah dafka al yidei lo yasiach daita mimenu? So at first glance, it looks like a hasmada thing. But I brought you a right. It's not hasmada because he says afterwards, you shouldn't want covered and Oisha equal to Torah. So we're not talking about hasmada. What it means is something else. The Pachad Yitzchak Rav Hutner speaks out that everything that a person's kaina has to have a ma'isa kinyan. You kaina a behema, there are ma'isa kinyan which are appropriate for behemas. Person's kaina an eved, person's kaina a field, person makes a ma'isa kedushin. Every chayfetz, every object which is acquired has to have an appropriate ma'isa kinyan. The kinyan for Keser Torah, since Keser Torah is the uniqueness of each person, so a person can only acquire Keser Torah if that's what's unique by you. Says the Rambam, if you want kavod v'oisher ka'achas, if you want kavod and oisher and Torah, where I come from in Brooklyn, they used to call it Torah with gedula. They didn't really mean it in that order, but out of respect, they said it the other way around. If a person wants Torah and Gedula, what does that mean? That means that what defines me and makes me unique is the Mosah at the Mesalso Sarecha. If it's not unique by you, then you can't be Koine Kesa Torah. The Maisa Kinyan for Kesa Torah is that the Torah by you is what makes you unique. And how does that express itself? Le'asiyach Daita Mimeno. If a person wants Oysher, Vikovod, Vitoira, Keachas, so then that means you understand that by you, that's not what defines you, that's not what makes you unique, then you can't be Zaych in the Kasrat either. But if a person is Leyasiach, Daiti Mimeno, and he doesn't want Oysher, Vikovod, Keachas, by the way, the Ram over here is not talking about Hasmada. A person wants Oysher, Vikovod, that's not the topic. It's not Musa Seder, this Ram. This Ram is about Kesat Torah. And a person who wants Oysher and Kovod and Torah Ke'achas, you can't be Zeich Keser Torah, because you don't understand what Keser Torah is. Keser Torah is your articulation of your miyuchidkeit, of your individuality, of the uniqueness of your actions. So if you want to be kind of the Keser Torah, then you have to define what taka makes me special. Is it Oysher? Is it Kovod Ke'achas? Then you could be a Talmud Chacham, but you can't have Keser Torah. You're not going to be zeicher to that nekuda of articulating your individuality through Torah. And if you don't have that and you don't understand that, the Rambam says in Hilchos Rabbeinu Yonah Moritz, because ein yedas Keser Torah. One of the greatest challenges that we have in the global world that we live in, where everybody is anybody and everybody's everywhere, is a person gets lost in this whole sea of where do I find myself? I think that this challenge is one of the great battles with the Yetzer Hara. I want to bring you a marker, and with that I'll end. It says, Vayivase Yaakov Levada. We know that right before Yaakov Avinu met up with the Sarshal Esav, he was left alone, the Vadoi. And what did he go back for? He went back for what? What does Rashi say? He went back for Pachim Ktanim. So it's very interesting. Right before he met up with the Yetzer Hara, he was Levadoi, and he went back for Pachim Ktanim. Small, irrelevant, trivial objects. And then began the battle and the struggle with the Yetzer Hara. Thanks. Why is that so important? Why is that the preparation? Why is that the Hakdama? Why is that the preface to the battle with Esav? What's the Nekud of Levadoi? Chazal say, everybody knows it from the song, V'nizgav Hashem Levadoi. Yaakov Avinu got to the Dargah of Levadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Levadoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is separate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is non-dependent. Yaakov Avinu got to the Dargah of Levadoi. Absolute uniqueness. How did it articulate itself? It articulated itself in Pachim Ktanim. You know what that means? I'll tell you what it means. What it means is that when a person does big projects, when a person undertakes huge undertakings, so a person feels, oh, I'm accomplishing something. So that doesn't articulate the uniqueness of the person, of the gavra. That articulates, that expresses the uniqueness of what you're doing. You're doing something unusual. If I want to express the uniqueness of the person, so I'm going to take the smallest action that you do. Pachim ktanim, there's nothing small than that, nothing more trivial than that. It's called pachim ktanim. But when a unique person does pachim ktanim, that's godless. So the darga of levadoi that Yaakov Avinu got to expresses itself in pachim ktanim, because if I want to express that a person is special, if I want to express that a person is unique, I'm going to show that in the small, trivial, everyday things that we do. When I do a big project and I do a big undertaking, that doesn't mean that I'm unique. It means the action that I did was unique. But if I want to express that I'm levadai, that each of us are a one-time phenomenon, the Torah HaKadosh is going to express it with pachim ktanim, trivial, everyday, relatively or seemingly non-important action. That's where we see that, yeah, but the nothing that I did, the pachim ktanim that I did, is an articulation of my uniqueness. It's a function of who I am. That injects greatness into every mundane action that I do. There's a Moridik of Sfasemes. Sfasemes says, if you meet up with my brother Esav, lemi ato va'ona teilech u'mi eila lefanecha. Lemi ato va'ona teilech u'mi eila lefanecha. He says over from his grandfather, Chedush HaRim, these three questions, the Chedush HaRim said, if you have a musical ear, it sounds familiar. There's another place where we have these three questions, right? What does it say in Pirkei Avos? Ma'ayim basa, lemi ato. The Chiddush HaRim said these. What's Esav going to ask so many questions? It was a questionnaire. What does it mean? What's he asking so many questions? So the Chiddush HaRim says that the Yetzer Hara also asks three questions. The Yetzer Hara says, "Lemiato, where are you coming from? And where are you going? Everything's nothing. Your actions have no meaning anyway. Who are you? What are you? Where were you coming from? What are you going to do anyway?" That's the voice of the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara asks, Esav asks these three questions, but he asks it differently than the Mosafor. It's a depressing version. Miata, v'ana teilech. You have to know how to sing it. U'mi'el l'fanecho. So the Sfasemes says, Amori d'kazach. Sfasemes says, v'amarto la'avtecho l'yankov minchahi. What's the answer to Esav when he says, where are you going? What are you doing? You're a big nothing anyway. So he answers back, it's a mincha. What's a mincha? Says the Sfasemes, we say, Chazal say, v'nefesh ki sakriv. By a mincha, it says, a person's makriv is neshama. Why? Why doesn't it say v'nefesh ki sakriv by the other karbanas? Because a mincha is brought by an ani, by a poor person, who is not bringing anything grand, is bringing the bare minimum. But for him, it's his mesiras nefesh. So Yaakov Avinu answered back to Esav, says the Sfasemes, mincha. You're right. It's nothing grand. It's nothing dramatic. It's nothing special. But it's from me. It's my neshama. It's what I was able to give. And the dialogue with the Yetzer Hara, all the way back then, it's not something that started now, is that the Yetzer Hara says, it's all pachim ktanim anyway. What's the difference? You're wasting your time. It's a waste of time. Pachim ktanim. And the answer to that is, it's not no such thing as pachim ktanim, because every person is a roz. Every person is unique. Every person is their deep secret, not dark secret, the deep secret that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how important your levada is and how critical the pachim ktanim are. So when the Yetzer Hara says, "Lemi ata va'anateilech mi el lefanecha," the response is, no. Vayivasi Yaakov levada pachim ktanim. And that was the battle between the Sar Shel Esav and Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu is Levada and Yaakov Avinu is Torah. And the way we inject meaning into our daily Pachim Ktanim, our mundane, relatively non-important actions we do, is with the Chelek of Torah that every person has. That's the Kisro Shel Torah. And when a person understands that that's what defines me and that's what makes me special, and that's where I'm a yuchid. Every person, every yid in Klai Yisrael who has his roz, and a person yoidas keser shel Torah, a person knows that that's why my pshat in Taisis and my davening, but be'ikur my pshat in Taisis, because from the yichud that every yid has in Torah, there it manifests itself and it radiates itself to all the other parts of our lives. But when we appreciate my havana in Taisis and my havana in the Rashba, so I'm articulating my roz, and I'm putting on my head the kisrei shel Torah, and then a person is zeicha to all the dargas that come with that, to all the levadai, and the kli that we have to fight the Yetzihara, to fight the Sar Shel Esav, is to fight the coldness. We know the Esav is called Ashekorcha Baderech. He cools you off. Reb Tzaddik says, what does it mean he cools you off? What's the cooling off process? The cooling off process, he says that everything you do has no meaning, because there's nothing special about you. You're just another run-of-the-mill guy. And Kisra Shel Torah means that I'm not run-of-the-mill, and the Pachim Tanim are important. And in the Rambam, it says that every person is chayif to know Kisra Shel Torah. Otherwise, you're an Amoritz. The Rambam should bench all of you. He should continue to be zeicha to grow and shteig in this phenomenal gewaldik of Makom Torah. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm touched to be here today. It's a schus to be here today. And the Rambam should bench everybody. He should continue to be able to shteig and to find the Kisra Shel Torah under the leadership of your wonderful Rebbeim and Rosh Hashivas. Thank you.